Got to say, for as old as Jim is, that's a pretty nice updated PA system they have in here.
Yeah.
Well, just about ready for the starting lines. We'll see if we can get our PA announcer, John
Harmon.
Harmon, to it looks like he's got our mic enhanced.
Yeah, here we go. Welcome to Alice Ingersoll Gymnasium for Lady Giant Basketball this evening. Or, correction, this afternoon, we welcome the Galesburg Silver Streaks to the gymnasium. Let's meet the Streaks. A senior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. Sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. A senior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. And a senior, number 42, Deja Range. And now, get up, and let's make some noise for your Canton Lady Giants. At forward, junior number 1, Tori Oaks. At guard, sophomore number 2, Faith Dimler. At forward, junior number 3, Blair Jacobus. At forward, senior number 12, Anna Plummer. And at guard, senior number 23, Cassidy Fawcett.
All right, thanks to PA announcer John Harmon here. And I guess he doesn't introduce the head coaches. Streaks in their road black, silver numbers, silver and white trim. Canton in their home white, purple numbers, and purple and gold trim. Ready to get things tipped off here this afternoon from Canton, the 6-3 Galesburg Silver Streaks, the 4-3 Canton Little Giants. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along here on this Saturday afternoon. Ball is up, and the tip is won by the Streaks. Chloe McCarthy gets it and gives way to Riley Jenkins. Riley gives to Chloe, out high left side. Canton comes out in a man-to-man defense. Streaks are going to handle that pressure today and take care of the basketball. Andrea picks up, and that's a jump ball immediately as it was Cassidy Fawcett tied her up, and that was a prime example right there of how they jump out at you.
Right, and the other thing is I think that you got to be aware of that, but also be aware of the fact that, you know, when they do that, it's going to open up the back door in the pick and roll.
Streaks open up. It looks like a 1-2-2. Is that right? Yeah.
It almost looks like a flat 3-2 is what it looks like.
Out high, this is Fawcett with it. Right wing, it goes to Plummer. Down toward the baseline. Now out onto the wing. Out top, it goes to Jacobus. Inside, kicked out left side to Fawcett. Misses shot. Offensive rebound. Plummer puts it up and in.
Can't let that happen. This team is too good to let them have multiple opportunities down the floor.
Full court pressure, 1-2-2 full court press. Streaks break it easily. This is Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. Kelsey puts on the floor, directs some traffic. Chloe McCarthy out between the circles. Out high right side, it's Riley. Andrea Sampson out high left side. Andrea hit 3 3-pointers the other night. Nice penetration by Andrea. Dumps it off to Deja. Deja took that extra dribble, got herself a little bit too far under the basket, couldn't hit the shot. Run out for Fawcett, missed the basket, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Oaks, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way. And Canton will pick up with full court pressure once again.
Once again, using the 1-2-2 as well, so that means you want to attack the middle of the floor, stay out of the trapping corners. They're not even trapping.
Yeah, it looks like they went man-to-man this time. Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of a token look, I think.
Riley gets it across right of the center circle. Gives to Chloe, left of the center circle. Now Deja between the circles, right wing. Riley Jenkins with it. Riley gives to Andrea Sampson out near the center circle. Andrea dribbles right. Gets a pick from Deja. Stops, pulls back, fires a three, too strong. Rebound Kelsey Lake, puts on the floor, gets up and under, can't hit the shot. Riley Jenkins with the offensive rebound, left side up off the glass, can't hit. And it's going to go back to the Streaks as the ball went off of Jacobus last. Nice job by the Streaks. Couldn't get an easy shot to fall, but they really crashed the offensive glass that time.
Well, and again, that's what you need to do against an aggressive team like this. Just keep, every time you get the ball down here, you got to do what you can to try to get those 2 points.
Riley with it on high left side on the dribble. Gives to Deja Range left wing. Now Chloe McCarthy, Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Riley dribbles right. Now it's Kelsey Legg on the left wing. Yep, she traveled. I wasn't sure if they're going to blow the whistle or not. Saw that as soon as she took off. Got that pivot foot up before she put the ball on the floor, so the Streaks turn it over.
2 turnovers for the Streaks. No points for the Streaks.
Canton 2, Galesburg nothing. Just under 6 minutes to play. First quarter from Alice Ingersoll Gym. Left wing, this is Plummer, 4-year starter for Canton. Left baseline, Fawcett. Nice dump inside to Oakes and she lays it up and in. That's one thing. Another thing this Canton team does really well, they work well together, work the ball in, and look for the easy one.
This is the group that won state as eighth graders, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the senior group did.
Now Riley trapped up near midcourt, finally gets rid of that. Andrea recognizes, drives down left side, traveled with it, got away with it, lays it up and in. She was going to make the pass to Deja, and the defense dropped back, so she took an extra step and laid it up and in. But great recognition by Andrea to see, hey, there's a trap over there. That means we got the numbers advantage.
And I think Riley might have gotten away with a push, too. She used her off arm to open up space when she passed that one out.
Right wing, this is Fawcett with it to Plummer. No, actually, top of the key, it goes to Oakes. Oakes back out to Fawcett. Now it's Plummer, top of the key. She'll fire the three from straight on. Rolls out, no good. And then we had three black jerseys there that time, and it was too much. And it went off both Deja and Kelsey Legg.
Yeah, that's where you need somebody in the back saying, same team, because it was all three black jerseys fighting for the ball, and they knocked it out off each other.
Right baseline, Fawcett fires a three. That looked like a play right out of the Streaks playbook there. Came into Plummer, back down to Fawcett who inbounded, and it was an air ball. Chloe McCarthy with the rebound. Now it's Riley Jenkins out near the center circle. She'll set the offense for the Streaks. Out high left side, Chloe McCarthy, left wing, Kelsey Legg. Deja Range, top of the key, out high right side, Kelsey Legg. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy. She'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long. It's going to go off.
Should be Streak ball.
I thought it bounced off of maybe Deja, but then I thought it hit Oakes and then flew out of bounds.
I am pretty sure it did. For
the ball to go that direction.
Right.
For the baseline, yeah. Streaks trail 4-2, 4:28 to play first quarter. Canton with the basketball. Right baseline, Jacobus outside the three-point arc. To Fawcett, gets inside to Oakes, scoops it up, no good. Andrea Sampson with the rebound, and she's going to be bumped. It's going to go against Plummer. I like that call because Andrea turned to try to dribble out, and Plummer stepped up into her and bumped her, and they gave her the call, and that is the first foul in the basketball game.
Deja out, in Alexia Tucker, and also into the game is Chelsea Stevenson with Andrea sitting.
Full court pressure again, more token again. This is Kelsey Legg, now Chloe McCarthy with it.
Streaks got recognized. They're letting them get the ball up the floor. They're not going to give you that quick pass,
right,
though.
Kelsey, right wing, Chelsea Stevenson goes baseline, brings it back out to the wing, gives to Chloe. Now near the center circle, it is Riley Jenkins. Riley dribbles right, picks up, gives to Lexi Tucker down the right side lane, off the baseline, up off the glass.
Oh, nice.
Good.
Nice hit.
That was a tough shot. That was a really tough angle to go off the glass, but she got it high off the glass and in. Lexi Tucker with the basket. We're tied at 4.
You got to have some good touch to have that one fall in.
Absolutely. Now the ball kicked away by Chloe McCarthy on the baseline.
And a good job by Chloe, too. You've got to recognize Fawcett was wide open on the other opposite side baseline, and Chloe saw him coming and attacking, and she did whatever she could to knock that ball away.
Fawcett inbound from the left baseline. Got to look for her. It's going to go right back to her, and there it is. And Chloe's there to close out that time, so she didn't have the easy three. The Streaks got to be aware of that because it's the exact same play they run on a baseline inbound.
Well, that's one where you almost have to goad them into thinking that you're not going to steal the pass and then jump out and take that one.
Fawcett, left baseline outside the three-point arc. Swing it over to Sophie Oakes into the ballgame. Right baseline, Jacobus, 17-footer, in and out, no good, but an offensive rebound. Up and good. That was Demler. Her first basket, 6-4, Little Giants, 3:10 to play first quarter. Kelsey Legg at the point now. Right wing it goes to Lexi Tucker. Chloe McCarthy, now Kelsey between the circles. To Chelsea Stevens, got tapped away. Chelsea runs it down out near midcourt, now gives to Riley Jenkins. Riley in the center circle, gets picked from Lexi Tucker and gets pushed, and that's two fouls now on
Anna
Plummer.
That's going to be a big one.
Absolutely. That is, and she, I don't know where she was going. She didn't stop and just ran right into Riley.
Is Coach Jones going to let her play through it?
Yeah, looks like it. Well, I guess she figures she's a four-year player. And
well, if I'm the Streaks, I'm going right back at
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely. Back in for the Streaks is Andrea Sampson, Deja Range. Also in for the first time, Lauren Livingston. And Riley Jenkins stays on the floor. This is Lauren Livingston, top of the key with it.
Lauren should just attack her off the dribble.
Kaylee Miller in as well. Kaylee's got it right side. And great defense played. And now a reach call. Streaks got a break there. It was Fawcett was playing really good defense. She just reached one too many times, I think. She tapped the ball once, but reached in again.
She had to be close to a five-second call, too. Yeah. I didn't see where the count was, but.
First foul on Fawcett. Three team fouls on Canton.
Coach Jones gets Plummer out of there, brings Tori Oaks back in.
Kaylee Miller to inbound, and it comes to Lauren Livingston out high on the right side. She'll give to Riley Jenkins right at the center circle. 2.5 minutes to play, first quarter. Streaks trail 6-4. Look underneath to Andrea Sampson on the baseline. Turnaround 10-footer, no good. Riley Jenkins, a weak side rebound, looking for help. Kicks it out to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee on the left wing. Stops, picks up, looks for some help. Swings it over to Riley Jenkins on the right side. She'll bring it back out and set the offense for the Streaks. Riley Jenkins, nice hesitation, gets between the defenders.
And she's not counting it.
Wow. She was up in the air, the foul happened as she went up in the air between the defenders. That's where the contact was.
What?
I don't know how she got that shot in, but they didn't count it. Wow. So the foul went against Sophie Oaks, her first 14 fouls now on the Little Giants.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't count that shot. Yeah. I mean, the contact didn't come until she was already up.
Right, and the contact came as she was splitting the defenders in the air and going up for the shot. Lauren Livingston tried to get it inside, tried to get to Andrea Sampson. Too much traffic. Streaks turned over. Nice pass down to the left side to Sophie Oaks from Tori Oaks. Sophie Oaks gets her first basket to make it 8-4. Now the ball gets knocked away. Streaks will get it back at midcourt.
At this rate, the Streaks better be ready to shoot some free throws because it looks like they're going to get to the stripe. This one against Blair Jacobus, her first.
I didn't even see that foul. I thought it just got knocked out of bounds.
No, it was foul along the sideline.
Five team fouls now on the Little Giants. Lauren Livingston stops, fires an 18-footer, in and out. Oh. No good. Boy, that one went all the way down.
That's been the story of her season. Yeah. She's had a lot of those that looked like they were going to fall and just pop right back out.
Left wing, it's Jacobus for Canton, top of the key. Demler. Right wing, it goes to Sophie Oaks. Now it's Demler again. Jacobus left baseline to Fawcett. Out high left side, it goes to Demler down on the block. It's Tori Oaks, kicks out to Fawcett. Three-pointer left baseline, too strong, but another offensive rebound. And getting up and under, missing the shot was Tori Oaks, but it's going to go back to the Little Giants. Yeah, that's just so tough. I mean, she's right there, and she just nobody turning out a body. Everybody's just kind of watching the shot go up and watching the ball, and Oaks is there for the rebound.
And whoever's guarding her has to realize she's been aggressive on the boards. You've got to find her every time a shot goes in the air.
Sophie Oaks, right wing to Fawcett, right baseline. It goes to Demler. Now a steal by Andrea Sampson. Andrea down the right side, giving chase is Oaks. Andrea missed the shot. Rebound comes down to Sophie Oaks. And she'll bring it up for the Little Giants. 45 seconds to play in the quarter.
Travel. Oh, they're going to call a block on that?
That was Deja Tori Oaks. Yeah.
Deja was there for a day and a half.
Yeah, Oaks had it at the top of the key. Deja was just standing in the lane, and Oaks decided to go and just ran right into her. And the officials say, it's off her hip. Yeah, but she ran into her hip. She was just standing there. Now a three, top of the key, good by Faith Demler. She's got five, make it 11-4. Canton, 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Chloe McCarthy for the Streaks. Right wing, Andrea Sampson for three. Good!
Streaks needed that answer.
She's got five now, make it 11-7. She had three of them the other night against the Alamo Pioneers and had 11 points in the game. This is Sophie Oaks now.
Ooh, near steal.
Tori Oaks, top of the key, drives in. 15-footers up and good.
That one just sat down for her. She shot that one long, but it bounced around.
5 seconds play, and the Streaks turn it over. Pass was a little bit too high. Kelsey tried to get it down to Andrea cross court, down court, and a little bit too high. 3 seconds to play in the quarter, and Streaks should probably go pick up.
I was
going to
say,
court.
I would say that Riley should be out there just to just. Not, and now Coach Massey telling them, and nobody's paying attention.
In. Yeah, they're just going to roll it in. Nope, now they get it midcourt. Now, there we go. Still got it top of the key, and Oaks throws a wild left-handed shot up.
That was an ugly shot.
Yeah, it was. We have played one quarter of basketball. It is Canton 13, Galesburg 7. You're listening to...
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options. At 10% off every single day, Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove Sporting Goods, shoes and boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to breedlovesports.com.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Lori Plunk from WGIL, reminding you about the Knox College Jazz Year Annual Winter Concert. Luciano Antonio and his quartet will be back by popular demand Saturday, January 12th at 7:30 p.m. at Crespi Recital Hall. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Back here at Alice Ingersoll Gym, Canton, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, a little snafu there technically, and we are at 6:48 to play in the first half. Streaks, not a good start to the second quarter, at least one turnover, a three-pointer, and another two for Canton. They lead 18-7 now.
Yeah, Streaks had clawed back to 11-7, on the last 7 points all to Canton.
Nice backdoor pass from Riley Jenkins to Deja Range. Deja with a left-hand layup up and in, make it 18-9. Now, that's good to see Deja get that one up and in, because she just took it, went right up, didn't take that extra dribble, and made the nice little left-handed layup. Kelsey Legg knocks it away, now back to Canton.
The other thing, Tom, is the fact that that's one of those examples of how you can take advantage of an aggressive team. They did that back screen and able to open up Deja all the way to the rim, and Riley looking for it.
Right wing, this is... Fawcett. Fawcett fakes. Top of the key goes to Oaks. Free throw line. 15-footer. No good. Rebound comes out long, and Oaks is able to run it down.
Got
to
get that.
Yeah, she tried to dribble it out rather than grabbing it. Now on high left side. Three-pointer up and missed by Culver. And now the Streaks turn it over on the outlet. Underneath it goes. Layup up. No good. Rebound comes down to Chloe McCarthy. Now a jump ball called, as it was Sydney Hannum who got in there and missed the shot initially. She got in there and tied up Kelsey Legg. And how's the possession reporting toward the streaks? Do we have another tie-up?
Because there was a tie-up early.
Oh, that's right. Down on this end, wasn't it? Okay. And the streaks turned it over again. Riley tried to go over the top. And coming away with it is Fawcett for Canton. 18-9 lead. They've doubled up the streaks here. Right wing, this is Demler. Baseline Fawcett inside Torrey Oak. Splits the defenders and lost it out of bounds. Yeah. Tried to go between Deja and Chloe. They both were just there with arms up, and she just lost it out of bounds.
Well, she sometimes she looks like she's going to just chuck that ball regardless, and that was one of those times. She didn't have any opportunity to get that ball even up to her shoulders, and she just tried to flip it up, and it went out of bounds. Now they're trapping out of their press, so somebody's got to come back middle and help out, and there it is.
Kelsey gets to Kaylee Miller, who's in across midcourt. Andrea Sampson out high right side. Streaks didn't take advantage of the numbers there, though.
Yeah, you've got to see that. There was three defenders in the backcourt, and Andrea pulled it up instead of pushing towards the rim.
Nice give and go. Kelsey Legg to Lexi Tucker. Lexi lost the handle, able to get it back. Bounce to Kaylee Miller under the basket. Leans in, puts it up. Oh, too strong off the rim. Lexi Tucker offensive rebound can't hit. Gets it again. Puts it up and in, and she's fouled. I don't know how in the world from that angle and with the push she got it up and in, but she did. So Lexi Tucker with four of the ball game and a chance to make it five. And
four of the more difficult points that you can get in a game, too.
Sydney Hannum, the foul was on. That's the 16 foul, and Lexi missed the
free
throw.
Lane violation
on the streaks. Oh, no. Was it a foul?
They call a foul on that?
Well, he indicated a chuck with the arm.
Yeah.
Andrea Sampson got called for a foul, I guess. Okay, I didn't see it.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, first, that's the first foul on the streaks in the basketball game. Coach Massey's asking for clarification as well. What happened? Top of the key, this is Hannum. Left wing, three-pointer up, and good by Blair Jacobus. Well, we know they can pretty much all shoot the ball. Andrew Sampson to Chloe McCarthy running forward down the right side of the lane, and a tie-up, and it's going to go back to Canton.
They were still dribbling the ball when that whistle blew.
Yeah, the ball, it bounced, and Chloe had just picked it up, and whoever it was reached in and got her hands on it, immediately blew the whistle.
I don't know. Yeah. Did they change that rule? It used to be that you had to show that you both had possession of it.
It's different from game to game.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
But this one, it's like any time that two people are touching the ball at the same time, they call it. And now what do we have?
I have no idea. Some of the scorers had him come over.
They're pointing at Andrea.
Oh, they were asking who the foul was.
Right.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the official didn't actually go over to the scorers table to indicate. He did. He just kind of did an arm.
They must have only given a two-pointer on that Jacobus three because they have it at 20-11.
Well, 4.5 minutes to play first half. Streaks trail 20-11. Left wing, this is Jacobus with it. Lauren Livingston in now for the streaks. Top of the key, Hannum. She'll fire the three. Good. Nope, that's just a two. Two for Hannum. And make it 22-11. They've doubled them up again. Riley Jenkins across midcourt gets bumped by Hannum.
Kane obviously didn't get the scouting report on Riley's ability to dribble right.
So Riley's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of one and bonus. As you mentioned, Eric, Streaks better be ready to shoot the free throws. 4:06 to play first half, and every time we get fouled, we're going to the free throw line here the rest of the first half. So Riley Jenkins goes there with a chance of the one and bonus. First one up and missed it. Rebound, Lauren Livingston turns, puts it up, too strong, and a rebound this time comes down to Jacobus for Canton.
Can't miss free throws in these situations.
Top of the key, Sophie Oakes, left wing. This is Hannum. Back to Oakes between the circles. Right wing, it's Culver. Culver's already hit a three. Oakes out high left side. Now high post, it goes to Torrey Oakes. She lost it in the paint and was able to roll it out to the right wing to Culver. Now Sophie Oakes, nice
Should
bounce.
Be a three-second call at some point.
Yeah.
At no point during that possession did Jacobus leave the lane.
Yeah, she was down there. She's the one that took the pass, and instead a push gets called on Kelsey Legg.
Only the second team foul. Third team foul.
Fawcett back in. She'll inbound from the right baseline for Canton. Torrey Oakes got away. Easy layup left side. She's got six. They make it 24-11, Canton. Kelsey Legg.
Miss Deja up the floor.
Andrea Sampson now on high right side. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston. There you go. Down the lane. Lauren pulls up. 10-footer right side. Short. Deja with the offense rebound. Steps back up off the glass with the left hand and in. That is a couple of the best-looking post plays we've seen Deja have this season. The nice, easy left-handed layup, and that time she needed to take the dribble to get herself into position and then used her left hand.
That's what I was going to say. She finally used the dribble effectively.
Andrea Sampson with a block shot, and got the rebound, but the outlet was stolen away. Oaks, or rather Jacobus, threw it up no good. Andrea with a rebound. 24-13 Canton, 2:55 to play first half. Riley Jenkins right down the middle. Oh, she was going to try to tap it off the other way to Kelsey Lake. She thought it got knocked away, but they're going to say it went off Riley last.
11 streak turnovers now.
11 turnovers, 13 points. I think we only had like 9 turnovers for the game the other night.
And now Coach Jones is going to call a timeout.
30-second timeout called by Jessica Jones, head coach, in her second year at Canton. She played here at Canton. She was out there with a group talking about the history of Canton girls basketball here. 2:50 to play here in the first half. Streets trail 24-13. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, boys and girls basketball, football as well. We appreciate that they do that for us, driving a very nice pre-owned 2015 Nissan Murano. This is a fully loaded vehicle. You're going to want to check this one out. I didn't even look at the mileage because, in this day and age, the mileage didn't even hardly matter unless you're getting over 200,000, which I'm sure this one will, but I know it's nowhere close. But it's got the pro-certified lifetime warranty. That's what matters. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. No cost to you is where this stands. So it doesn't cost you a penny. And the pro-certified lifetime warranty. Check it out. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Three no good by Sophie Oaks. Top of the key, Riley Jenkins rebound. Down the middle, gives to Lauren Livingston. Right wing, 17-footer is no good. Rebound tapped up by Deja Range, but not able to pull it in. And Fawcett comes away with it.
You know, normally taking that open midway or mid-range jumper is not a bad idea by Lauren, but the problem is that they have been in foul trouble this whole first half. You want to attack them. I'd like to see the Streaks try to get the ball inside or at least on the drive and try to get some fouls, get to the free throw line.
Which is exactly what Tori Oaks just did there. Drove in, puts it up again, and she's got 8 points, and pretty much all that's come from within a couple of feet of the basket. Now Riley drives left side, can't hit it, and a rebound comes down to Fawcett for Canton.
At least an aggressive play there by Riley, trying to get into the lane.
Now Fawcett drives down. Nobody cut her off. Missed the shot, but the rebound's going to go off Lauren Livingston last, and it'll go back to the Little Giants as Chloe McCarthy gets off the bench, as does Kaylee Miller. And they'll replace Riley Jenkins and Lauren Livingston. Lexi Tucker up as well, and she will give
Deja
Range a break. 1:45 to play first half. Streaks trail 26-13. They've been doubled up again here. Now the inbound knocked away by both Lexi Tucker and Kaylee Miller. Kelsey Legg comes away with it for the Streaks. Kelsey down the right side. Nice drive. Puts it up off the glass. Hard to the floor. No call. And a rebound. Now a jump ball called. Nobody even had possession of it. That ball was rolling on the top, I think, of Chloe and Demler's arms. Nobody even really had a hand on it. And he whistled a jump ball.
I don't understand. I mean, I don't even know how to rule that because nobody had possession of it, so I can't give it a rebound or anything.
Yeah. But it goes back to Canton on the alternate possession. Near turnover by the Little Giants, but Demler able to run down the errant pass. Now it's Tori Oaks out high left side. Out high to Sophie Oaks, right wing. This is, there we go, 3-second call.
No. I think it was.
She ran out of bounds to avoid.
Running out of bounds, but that's supposed to be a technical.
Yeah, she ran out of bounds to avoid the defender, I guess, and came back in. I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
that must have been, was that Demler, I guess? Anyway.
Can't tell because she swept the baseline with her hand motion, not like a 3-second call. You normally see them point to the lane and do it, but that time she pointed to the baseline.
Lexi Tucker, 15-footer right baseline, missed it. And a rebound comes down to Sophie Oaks. Now this is Tori Oaks with it, running down the left side. She went right between the defenders, kind of took a step, jab step to the left, and got Kelsey Lake going that way. She came back to the right between the defenders, laid it up and in.
That Euro step.
Yep, she has got, 10 in the game, make it 28-13. Now backdoor pass. Nice pass. Miss Lexi Tucker. Couldn't get it to fall.
And Chloe's going to call for over the back.
Kelsey Legg with a nice nice pass. Lexi couldn't get it to fall. Chloe with her first foul. 3 team fouls on the Streaks. Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston checking back in. They'll replace Kaylee Miller and Chloe McCarthy. Also Deja Range, Chelsea Stevenson in. They'll replace Andrea Sampson and Lexi Tucker.
You know, they could have put another ring of lights up above us. It's
kind
of dark
where
we're at.
Yeah, it is very dark. There's no lights anywhere close to us.
And there's no natural light because they took all the windows out.
Which way they might as well not have because it's still cold up here no matter. This is Fawcett with it. 17 seconds to play. Now it is Demler to Fawcett out high right side with 12. Now Oaks top of the key. Torrey Oaks dribbles right and going to have a push call, I believe.
I think on Deja.
That'll be her first foul.
Yep. Second. Seven. No? Okay. No, it is her second.
Okay. Oh, it was?
Okay. Yeah, I thought so. I thought she had one earlier.
7.7 to play. Fawcett to inbound. Ball got away, goes to the floor, and now a reach is going to be called on Chelsea Stevenson as Jacoba's got her hands on
probably
him.
True, but yeah. I always hate that when the ball's rolling around and people are just grabbing at it.
Now 6.5 to play. Fawcett will inbound from the left baseline. Tried to bounce for Oaks. Lauren Livingston with a steal. Lauren comes up, 4 seconds to play, looking for help. Now Riley Jenkins down court. Now fires from just in front of the half court line. Can't hit it. We have played one half of basketball. The Canton Little Giants in control here this afternoon. It is Canton 28, Galesburg 13. We'll come back and talk about this one. Run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks trail 28-13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Making your list and checking it twice? Gonna find out.
You don't have enough time to buy gifts for all the people on your list. This is Tara Ruff. With the holidays just around the corner, MasterCard gift cards will save you time and energy. And gift cards come in all sizes because you pick the amount. They're a safe and secure way to send gifts by mail and the perfect gift for the grandma that has everything, the picky teenager, or the hard-to-please relative. So complete your list with gift cards from Tompkins State Bank.
Member FDIC.
The newest member of the sales team at Yem Auto Group is from Oquawka. Robert Eldridge has been in the car business for nearly 2 decades, and his customers are used to some pretty awesome service.
Trying to make it convenient for the customer is number one. Anything that you need in the service department, get with me. I'll bring you a vehicle, leave it for you, take your car or truck to Galesburg and have your service done, then bring it back to you. I'd like to invite all of my past customers to come visit me on this new adventure that I'm on over at Yem in Galesburg.
Get to know Robert Eldridge and the sales team at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Hey there, this is Nick Isher with WGIL. I'm at the East Main Street Hy-V for our community food drive that we do every year, twice a year actually. WGIL is teaming up with UPS to fill four of their big brown trucks with non-perishable food items for our neighbors who are struggling to put food on the table every year. Going on now until 4 p.m., we'll be outside of Hilo in Abingdon collecting donations for their Abingdon food pantry. And also, you can find us at Hy-V here on East Main Street as well as on North Henderson Street and at the Walmart Supercenter for collecting food for the Fish Food Pantry. Anything you've got at the house, canned fruits and vegetables, if you got crackers, you got some sort of pasta, cheese, cereal, canned meats and tuna, pasta sauce, pasta and hamburger helper, anything you got like that, please bring it on by. Help us fill up our trucks so we can give it to the Fish Food Pantry. We're going to be here till 4 p.m. collecting food with UPS and WGIL.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back at Alice Ingersoll Gym in Canton. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, we're at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the Canton Little Giants 28-13 as their halftime score. Streaks were down 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. Got outscored 15-6 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The sophomore team lost here earlier today, 50-42 was the final score. Last night, Morton defeated, I'm not sure what the final score is, like 68 to, 10 or 11. They defeated Pekin, but they were up at halftime like 52 or 53 to nothing on Pekin. Canton kind of had a game like that as well. They were up about 26 to 2 at halftime on East Peoria, ended up winning like 48 to 12 or 14, something like that. We had Dunlap upset Washington in a close game last night, so that middle line has been kind of crazy, with the exception of you pretty much know what you're going to get with Morton, but between Dunlap, Washington, Metamora, even Limestone has they played Washington to a 4-point game, and this Canton team as well. Pretty tough conference they've got again this year. Coming up on the schedule, let's see. Here's what we got upcoming for you. Of course, the Illinois Fighting Illini will be back at it when?
They're playing right now.
Oh, right now.
They're playing UNLV.
We'll join them in progress when we're done here. That's at State Farm Center,
it
right?
It is.
Against UNLV.
Yep.
The Rudder Rebels down at State Farm Center. We'll join that one in progress. And figure, hopefully it won't be like the last 2 minutes when the Illini fade every night.
Right.
they play a good, 38 minutes or so, and then just can't handle it after that against a good team. I don't know how good UNLV is in this year. Nevada, the better team in that state this
Illinois
year.
Illinois predicted to win. That's how good UNLV is.
Okay, that tells us a lot then. Gilbert Guy boys off tonight, but they will have a rare Tuesday night game. They'll play host to the Macomb Bombers at John Thiel Gym. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that for you. Girls back in action. Conference play on Thursday night. It'll be a tough one. The Moline Maroons will come to town. We'll see them for the first time this season. The boys will be on the road at Alleman on Friday night. And then the girls will take a long road trip up to the suburbs. Both games, actually, in Park Ridge at Main South. We'll play Fox Lake Grant in the first game. That'll be 12:30 tip-off, and then we'll play Main South later for a 6 o'clock tip-off. In between, the boys will play at the Iowa-Illinois shootout at Augustana. So that's what the upcoming schedule looks like. Streaks trail here by a score of 28-13. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll come back and bring you our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
P3 Advanced has already taken Walmart by storm, but you can try a 30-day supply by calling toll-free. Call 1-800-458-1578.
Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try.
If you're ready to cut down on bathroom trips, get your 30-day supply of P3 Advanced. Call 1-800-458-1578. 1-800-458-1578. 1-800-458-1578.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of a lifetime warranty.
The official WGIL forecast brought to you by Casa Catholic Academy, where on Monday only, the 12 days of Christmas raffle tickets for the car or cash giveaway are buy two, get one free. Get yours at Costa, online at costa-galesburg.net, or at the UPS store. Sunshine in 29 today, clear 15 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine in 33. Monday, sunshine in 35. Right now, it's 14 at 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime, Alice Ingersoll, Jim. It is Canton 28, Galesburg 13. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Not a whole lot to talk about. Positive on the streak side. 5 points for Andrea Sampson on a 3 and a 2. 4 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets. 4 for Lexi Tucker on a couple of baskets. Let's see. And that's it for the scoring. Streaks with 1 3-pointer. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. For Canton, they were led by Tori Oakes with 10 points on 5 baskets, 2 points for Anna Plummer. She went out, she scored the first basket, then went out with foul trouble. So they got to feel good about themselves doing that with her on the bench. 2
right.
apiece for Blair Jacobus, Cassidy Fawcett, Sophie Oakes, Sydney Hannum, 3 for Bailey Culver, 5 for Faith Demler, 2 3-pointers, and no free throws.
5 turnovers for the Canton Little Giants. Streaks turned the ball over 11 times. They're actually out rebounded Canton 16-15, including 8-7 on offensive boards. But Canton just outshot the Streaks. They were 13 of 29 from the field, including 2 of 6 from distance. Streaks on the other side of the ledger, 6 for 23, 1 of 4 from downtown.
Halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks with a basketball to start the second half. This is Riley Jenkins with it. Gives to Andrea Sampson out on the right side.
That was a kick. Okay, away. I was going to say.
Yeah, the ball got kicked by Fawcett, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
And she took off on the fast break, and I...
Yeah, kind of a slow whistle.
Right.
Kelsey legged inbound. Man, look,
we're going to get a five-second call.
Finally got it in to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Out high left side, Chloe McCarthy, Deja Range, top of the key. Deja looks over the defense, left wing, Riley Jenkins bounces for Chloe McCarthy. Turn around, 10-footer up and good.
That was a nice looking play all the way around.
First basket of the afternoon for Chloe. Back the other way. This is Oakes, Tori Oakes. Now it's Jacobus with it. Out high right side, Fawcett. Fawcett between the circles goes to Demler. Back to Oakes. Tori Oakes left side. Now Plummer back in. Top of the key right side. It goes to Demler. Demler, Jacobus between the circles. Plummer out high left side. Now Fawcett top of the key. Thought about the three. Now gives right side to Jacobus. Puts it on the floor. Top of the key. Tori Oakes. She'll penetrate. Cut off nicely by Kelsey Legg. Bounce it out right side. Coach Massey wanted to travel there. Now shot is short. A good hustle by Plummer to save it inbounds. Now it's Jacobus. Demler right wing, top of the key, it goes to Oakes. Oakes fakes, dribbles right, kicks out to Demler. She'll penetrate, kicks it out to Fawcett. She'll fire the three out high left side. That is good. Cassidy Fawcett with her first three. She's got 5 and make it 31-15. Canton.
Biggest deficit of the game for the Streaks.
Riley Jenkins, and fortunately Chloe McCarthy able to run that pass down, let her a little bit too much. Now Andrew Sampson, long three-pointer, right side, short. Rebound comes down to Oakes, rather it's Jacobus for Canton. Now it's Plummer. Plummer right side, leans in, up off the glass, too strong. Andrea Sampson with a rebound, bounces for Chloe McCarthy. Chloe will bring it up for the Streaks. Now it's Riley Jenkins. Chloe McCarthy between the circles, looks over the defense, looking for some help.
Now for some reason left. The count was going, and I don't think she was near close enough.
Yeah, not at all. Chloe was just holding the ball, so she had to put it on the floor. Now it's Riley, dribbles right, gets a pick, goes into the paint, puts up a double clutch, can't hit, but the foul's going to go against.
Should have initially gone against Jacobus. There was a huge bump right when Riley went into the lane.
That goes against Demler. That's her first team foul in the second half, so Riley Jenkins back to the free throw line, missed front end of 1-1 in the first half. Yeah, it hits that one. That's her first point of the afternoon.
And the Streaks' first free throw made.
Second one up and good. 31-17, Streaks trail. 5:45 to play here in the third quarter. This is Jacobus with it. Right side it goes to Demler on the wing. Top of the key, Oakes. left wing. Jacobus fakes left or fakes right, goes left, puts shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Legg for the Streaks. Kelsey on the run, right side, goes to the wing, hesitates, now goes baseline, scoops a shot up, and
no way. Wow. No way.
Kelsey did a hesitation and then went baseline, and Plummer was sliding toward the baseline.
Well, and she didn't get in a position until after she had left the ground, and you're not supposed to be able to get a charge once you've left the ground.
So Kelsey went up, and Plummer slid to the left toward the baseline, and Kelsey gets the charge call. That's her second. First team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. Fawcett left wing. Goes to the left elbow, dumps it down to Plummer, left baseline, leans in up off the glass and in. Can't lose track of her.
Nope. Back to a 16-point Canton advantage.
Bradley Jenkins gets bumped, no call, now loses control, and Jacobus comes up with it. Oaks, nice bounce pass to Dellis.
Oh!
Blocked shot, wow. That was, I don't know where they thought there was contact on that one. Riley Jenkins going to get called for the foul.
It was being outside, out of position. The official on the play didn't make the call. It was the guy on the baseline who was away from the play.
That'll be her first foul. Free throw line is Demler. First one is up and in.
First made free throw of the game for the Little Giants. Neither team made a free throw in that first
half. That was their first attempt, wasn't it?
Yes. Timeout.
Coach Massey.
Going to call full timeout.
I think he wanted to talk with the official a little bit. He took his time there. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:53 to play third quarter. Canton 34, Galesburg 17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com. Streaks trail 34-17. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation all Streaks road games. Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. So, for instance, the vehicle we're driving today, it's a 2015 pre-owned Nissan Murano. It's fully loaded. It's got every amenity you would want in it, including heated seats, black leather, and those are very nice on a day like today. But the great thing is this pro-certified lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage. The best thing, doesn't cost you anything, not a penny. Your vehicle comes with it. It covers the engine, transmission, transfer case, all-wheel drive assembly, the drivetrain assembly. Pro-certified lifetime warranty for all vehicles 5 years old or newer. And you can check this out. Check out this very nice Murano. Or same thing with a brand-new Nissan as the free throw is no good. Now a foul.
Good call. You don't often see that, but that's a real good call. Demler tried to come over the top of the box out to get the ball and was pushing on the back, and she gets called for the foul.
Yeah, reaching around, Kaylee Miller got the foul. But, brand-new Nissans as well. Nice dish from Riley Jenkins. Lexi Tucker can't get the shot to fall. Oaks comes away with a rebound. But, even brand-new Nissans, 2018s, 2019s, come with that pro-certified lifetime warranty as well. Again, no cost to you. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Home of the lifetime warranty. Oaks drives down the left side of the lane. She's got 12 now, lays it up and in, make it 36-17.
New biggest lead of the game for the Little Giants, 19. Streaks going the wrong direction in this one.
Kaylee Miller, left wing. Lexi Tucker, top of the key, out high right side. It's Riley Jenkins. Riley to Chloe, out high left side. She'll penetrate to the free throw line. Kicks out to Andrea Sampson, right wing. Thought about the long three-pointer. They closed out on her. Gives to Riley in the center circle.
This one kind of has the feel of the Washington game where the Streaks. Oh, now we're going to get a legal screen on the Streaks, and it's going to go against
Lexi Tucker, I think.
Was it Lexi, or was it? Did they call it on?
Lexi, 24, yeah, that's her first, yeah.
So this kind of is the feel of the Washington game where the Streaks were going back, shot for shot with Washington the first quarter, then at the end started to slip away and then couldn't score the rest of the game. It's kind of how this one's going. Streaks still stuck on 17. They've only scored 10 since the first quarter.
This is Demler over the top to Plummer down on the block. Nice little scoop-around pass, wrap-around pass to Jacobus. Missed the shot but got her own rebound.
However, Washington started hitting everything. We haven't seen that just yet.
That is true. This is Oaks. Left-handed hook shot is no good. Riley Jenkins with the rebound, and Oaks called for the reach. After the rebound, that's her first. Now three team fouls on Canton here in the second half. 36-17, just not a good feel to this game for the Streaks. And, you know, we were talking about the Canton team the last couple of years was actually a pretty impressive team. This does not seem like as good a team, so it's kind of disappointing that Streaks has just not gotten into the flow against this team.
No, and it just comes down to being able to score. Yeah. You know, we've talked about this on and off all season. The Streaks just go through these droughts where they can't get anything to fall. This is another example of that. I believe the Streaks only have one field goal in this quarter, and it was that one right at the beginning by Deja. Otherwise, they have two free throws from Riley Jenkins.
It was Chloe, actually.
Oh, Chloe, yeah. Chloe right at the beginning.
Yeah, Deja was in late in the second quarter.
That's
there.
Right.
Reminiscent of some Illini teams under John Gross. Yeah. Through spurts where you go minutes without scoring and makes it tough to win the ball game.
Speaking of the Illini, they have a 19-13 lead on UNLV midway through the first half.
And we'll pick that up as soon as we're done with our broadcast here as the Streaks nearly turn it over, and they do. Plummer comes away with a nice look underneath, running the floor.
Oh, wow.
Was Hannum. And she rolled it. I mean, just took the pass up off her fingertips, kind of pushed it up toward the basket. It rolled in.
Yeah, it was just spinning on the rim and then finally fell.
Nice pass from Riley to Deja, right side. Can't hit the shot. Rebound off of Lauren, but Kaylee Miller gets it. She can't hit the shot this time. Kaylee tries to pull the rebound in, but it goes out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Little Giants. So the Streaks getting some cracks at it. They're just not able
to. Yeah, just can't get the shot to fall.
Yep, can't open up the lid on the rim. Kelsey Legg back in. She'll replace Kaylee Miller. She's in there, Lauren Livingston, Andrea Sampson, Deja Range, and Riley Jenkins. Also, Chelsea Stevenson checks back in. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break with 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Streaks trail 38-17. This is Sophie Oaks in now. Left wing goes to Hannum. Tori Oaks between the circles. Right wing, Sophie Oaks. She'll dribble right baseline, cut off by Riley Jenkins. Spins, gives to Plummer, top of the key. Travel, no call. Kicks over to Sophie Oaks. Top of the key, Tori Oaks. Oaks dribbles left, gets a pick from Plummer. Left wing, it goes to Jacobus. Can't hit the three. Rebound comes out long to Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. Chelsea bounces for Riley Jenkins in the backcourt with just over 2 minutes to play in the third. And Coach Massey calls a timeout. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. It is Canton 38, Galesburg 17. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Get today's local news headlines in your email with the Morning Brief from WGIL News.
It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
2:04 to play, third quarter. Streaks trail 38-17 to the Canton Little Giants. Streaks 6-3 on the year, Canton 4-3. It was interesting talking to some of the other coaches. Who was it we had? Limestone. They had played Rock Island, and their coach talking about seeing Bree Beal for the first time. Jessica Jones, the Canton coach, talking about that you know, you're just kind of in awe. And Jessica Jones said, yeah, by far the best I've ever seen in person.
Right.
It's like, well, yeah, we've been seeing that twice a year for 4 years. This is Chelsea Stevenson. Right wing, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Nice backdoor pass. Ooh, good defensive play, though. She was trying to get Kelsey Legg backdoor. Nice job by Bailey Culver. Got a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Streaks. Or rather, that was Hannum. Kelsey Legg to inbound. Out high it comes to Riley Jenkins. Left of the center circle out near midcourt. Under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks got a rally. Lauren Livingston fires a three from straight on. Good! There we go. Maybe that'll get him uncorked and get her uncorked. She's been so close on so many this season. Finally, the lid came off on that one. Got such a nice-looking stroke. Nice jump shot and put it up and in. 38-20 Canton, 1:30 to play third quarter.
You'd like to get this one under 15 by the end of the quarter.
Oh, she's out of bounds. I don't know how the official missed that. Sophie Oaks caught the pass from Plummer with her foot out of bounds, and the official didn't call it. Shot, three-pointer blocked by Plummer on the right baseline from Chelsea Stevenson. Deja comes away with a rebound, gets out to Lauren Livingston, can't hit the 15-footer. Deja with another offensive rebound. Baseline kicks out to Riley Jenkins. Now Chelsea Stevenson, top of the key. 1:05 to play in the quarter.
Who missed that second shot?
Lauren. Okay. Chelsea Stevenson with it, bounces for Riley Jenkins, right wing, 55 seconds to play in the quarter. Riley directing some traffic. Now with 50. Chelsea Stevenson between the circles, left wing. Kelsey Legg on the floor, gets bumped, lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, I think she lost it because of the bump, not just on her own, and no call by the official who was right on top of it.
Same official was right on the baseline and didn't see her foot out of bounds. Well, but, you know, it's one of those weird ones because you've got the purple boundary for the court, but then at the end of the lane,
there's like a strip.
Instead, they have a stripe of just the natural wood color on the floor, but she was actually past that. She was on the other side, just on standing on the purple, though. 42 seconds to play in the quarter. This is Sophie Oaks with it for Canton. Left wing, it goes to Culver's into the ball game. Now Hannum, top of the key, dribbles right. Pass tapped away by Riley Jenkins. Deja Raines comes up with the streaks with numbers. Deja bounces for Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline. Fakes. Now she's got to pull it back out and give it to Andrea Sampson. Streaks will set it up. Now it's Lauren Livingston in the circle.
The Canton defense is just going to preclude the Streaks from going on any kind of run here because they get back way too quick and regroup. So the Streaks aren't getting layups.
Well, nice thought by Lauren Livingston. She started to go up for the three, and Plummer closed out on her, so she brought it back down, faked, and went left. But they say she picked up the pivot foot before she put the ball on the floor, so the Streaks turned it over with 14.4 to play.
I wouldn't argue with that assessment.
Now with 12, this is Sophie Oaks with 10. Left wing, it goes to Plummer, left baseline. It goes to Hannum. Now this is Plummer. Baseline, kicks it over to Hannum.
Traveled.
Misses the
shot.
They're
going to call a foul.
But they're going to call a foul, I think, on Deja.
Wow.
She just went up off balance. She went up to catch a pass off balance and fell over shooting the shot.
Yeah, she didn't have her feet right.
No.
And so she tripped over her own feet, traveled, no call.
Deja picks up her third foul.
Two free throws here.
So Sydney Hannum goes to the free throw line with two shots, hits the first one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how the official couldn't see that she was off balance up in the air and, I don't know, missed the second one. So we played three quarters. It's Canton 39, Galesburg 20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about...
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens, no. No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedLoveSports.com.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
Head.
Oh, no. Hannum hits the three to start the fourth quarter. Flipped it back the other way. Andrea Sampson can't get the shot to fall. And who is? Is there? I don't even have a number 10 on my roster.
I don't either. That's what I was saying. They don't have a 10 on their sophomore team either.
Oh, nice. So we have no idea, but she came in, she missed a shot, got her own rebound, and missed again. And
usually
then
that doesn't happen at
three.
Home, yeah. That you don't have everybody on your printed roster.
42-20 Canton with a lead. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, Alice Ingersoll, Jim here in Canton. Riley Jenkins, left baseline, Chelsea Stevenson brings it out to the wing, now out high. And gives to Andrea Sampson between the circles. Fourth quarter underway. Streaks have struggled here today, down by 22. Deja in the paint. Turn around. Can't hit. Chelsea Stevenson, weak side rebound. Puts it up. Can't hit, but she's fouled. See if we can hear the name here of number 10. She got the foul. The PA. Carly Walker. Okay, I have her as 21.
Yeah, that's what I have her as, too.
So Carly Walker is number 10, and she picks up the foul. First free throw good by Chelsea Stevens. Second one up. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to...
Plummer.
Plummer, who's back in for the Little Giants.
Chelsea split up.
Right baseline. This is Culver with it. wing, top of the key to...
Oh, good job by Chloe.
Plummer, yeah, Chloe knocked it away from... now a steal by Riley Jenkins. Chloe knocked it away from Plummer. Oh, I thought they were going to call a jump ball again.
So did I.
They call a foul this time. It goes against... who was that? Is that Culver? No, that's Hannum. Oh, no, they call Sophie Oaks for the foul. Reaching in on Riley Jenkins. But, yeah, Chloe made a good defensive play, knocked it away from Plummer, but Plummer got it right back. And then Riley got in there, tapped the pass away, and she got it and was fouled by Oaks. 42-21, Canton with the lead over the streak, 6:48 to play, give and go. Riley to Chloe, back outside. It goes Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, right baseline. Andrea to Deja in the paint and put it on the floor one too many times, but a reach is going to be called on, I believe, Alex Chamberlain.
Yep.
That'll be her first foul. Kaylee Miller will check back in for the streaks, and she'll replace Andrea Sampson with 6:38 to play. 42-21, the Canton lead. Riley Jenkins, top of the key. Right wing, Chelsea Stevenson goes baseline, tried to bounce it for Deja, but Plummer steps in, steals it away.
18 turnovers now for the streaks.
This is Oaks, Sophie Oaks, right wing to Culver. Culver penetrates, kicks back out to Chamberlain. Now it's Hannum, and she got bumped by Deja. That's going to be four on Deja. Deja was kind of coming toward her, and Hannum switched directions, coming at her with a ball. And she'll go to the bench. Lexi Tucker will come back in for the streaks with 6:16 to play. Plummer inbound from in front of the Canton coaching staff. And it comes to Chamberlain, back to Plummer. Now how between the circles. This is Mackenzie Hessen for the first time this afternoon. Gives way to Plummer. Now top of the key, three-pointer up and good.
That'll
by
win.
Hannum.
All right, now it's starting to look more like the Washington game where everybody's hitting shots from all over.
Hannum with a couple of threes here in the fourth quarter, 45-21. Now the streaks turn it over again. This is Hannum, steals it away. Throws it up, can't hit, but foul. They're going to call Chelsea Stevenson.
I don't know. I mean, Hannum's just so out of control.
Yeah.
I don't know that she ever.
She had no chance of making that shot if there was contact or not, because she was so off balance. Just kind of, she lost control of the ball. But she'll go to the free throw line with two shots. And first rolls up and through. She's got 12 in the game. 46-21 Canton. Lauren Livingston in. She replaces Chloe McCarthy.
She had two at halftime.
Yeah. Second shot up and good.
You know, the streaks are on the verge of seeing another running clock on the season, and I'm guessing that there's not many teams.
Yeah.
That was a double dribble.
Yeah. Streaks turn it over.
There's not many teams this season in girls basketball that have been on both ends of the running clock as often as the streaks have been.
Yep. Now a three-pointer up and good
for
by
Hannum.
Hannum again. She's got three of them in the quarter.
And if they get one more point, we're going to see a running clock.
Wow.
Before the streaks score again, that is.
Riley Jenkins drives baseline, puts a shot
and
up, and another charge call. I don't know. I didn't have a good
position
where Hannum was. It looked to me, though, same thing. That looked like Hannum slid toward the baseline with her.
But, you know, the other thing is they've got to adopt the semicircle in high school basketball, because it's ridiculous that we don't have it yet. I mean, I think that one would have clearly been in the semicircle.
So the charge goes against Riley Jenkins.
He's trying to give it to Lily Hudgens, I think. Yeah,
because Riley.
He was signaling four, and they're like, well, four's not on the floor.
Yeah.
So he's like, five.
Arlita Brown in for the streaks for the first time this afternoon.
And there's a Tom double dribble special.
Yep, that we've seen called, once this year?
Once.
That limestone game last week. Underneath the go, shot no good. Foul's going to go against Kaylee Miller, and that's going to send Mackenzie Hess to the free throw line. Kaylee picks up her first foul, 5:03 to play, and if she makes
one
of these, we'll have a continuous clock.
And there it
is. So Hess with her first point of the afternoon. Well, she's the first one to score in the fourth quarter other than Sydney Hannum.
And they haven't started the clock.
She's got 11. She's got 11 in the quarter. Now Hess hits both. I guess they wait till the ball comes in play, and then it'll continue.
That's kind of weird. It should be when you hit that 30 mark, you would think.
Arlita Brown, top of the key. Out high left side, Kaylee Miller. Dribbles right, picks up. Gives to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. 4:47 to play, 52-21 is the Canton lead. Riley, Kaylee Miller, lost a handle, got it back, out high on the right side. Dribbles right, gets a pick from Lexi Tucker. Bounces to Lexi on the give and go. And that. I thought for sure that
was going to be a charge.
So did I, because the way she started to make the indication, it was a good call, though. It was a block.
It appears that the Canton scorers table does not know the new rule that it's a running clock.
I guess not.
Because we do not have a running clock, so this thing will play on. So they count the basket? No, they're going to give her a 1-1.
First shot, Lexi missed it. Rebound comes down to Chamberlain for Canton. Foul went against Hannum, her third. Three-pointer left baseline, Chamberlain no good, and the rebound comes out long. It's going to go back to the Streaks with 4:22 to play. I wonder if the official, now the clock is running. The official just went over and told him.
Yeah, they
and they started it before they inbounded. Because he wants to go home.
Yeah.
Maybe he has a wedding reception or something to go to. Who knows? Top of the key, it's Riley Jenkins, right wing Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks, trailing 52-21. Riley with it. Right wing, Lexi Tucker. Bounces for Arlita Brown on high right side.
Oh, it's quite the bounce.
Ooh, nice backdoor pass from Arlita Brown to Riley Jenkins. She scooped it up and in.
And that was probably a better catch and make by Riley. She had to reach back for it, was able to grab it with just the one hand and corral it in and flip it up.
52-23. Now a 18-footer up. That's an air ball. And going to go back to the streets as Chamberlain was trying to run it down. It was Allison Mortland that missed the shot. 5'2 junior. They got 5'2 and 5'3, and for the most part after that, they're 5'6 to, I guess they have 1'10, but pretty much 5'6 to 5'8 is just about the whole rest of the roster for Canton. So not a lot of size, but just they're all kind of interchangeable parts for the Little Giants.
Positionless basketball, yeah. Tom, that's where we're at now.
Until you use that term, I had not heard that
really
before. Yeah.
Supposedly that's what Illinois is shooting for the men's program.
Kaylee Miller can't hit the three. Rebound comes down to Mackenzie Hess. Can you win at the upper level? Can you win an NCAA tournament with that?
Well,
like that?
Supposedly that's what the Golden State Warriors play, is positionless basketball. That's
But when you got somebody 6'10 that can play guard, that's
right,
different.
Right.
I don't think the Illini are going to find a Kevin Durant type player. I don't know. Shot missed. Lexi Tucker with a rebound with 2:38 to play. 52-23.
Hannum is human. She finally misses from outside in this quarter.
Well, maybe we can get our first palindrome, even though we don't like to be on this end of it.
Well, it'd be nice if the Streaks could get more than 3 points in this quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. Grace Nelson in for the Streaks. She has the basketball, dribbles right.
Lexi saw that one coming.
She got called for the illegal screen. She steps up, and it wasn't – she was in position, but then she stepped into it.
And the other thing –
cross-check.
I don't know if they teach it this way in girls' basketball or it just happens that a lot of girls do it. They all put their hands up on their shoulders, and then they go into them. You got to keep those hands low, and – I think the moment you have your arms up there and you run into somebody, they're going to call it automatically.
Audrey Peck in for the Streaks. Sophomore at 5'11". Inside a go, shot up and no good. And Chelsea Stevenson with a rebound. Who put that shot up?
Hess.
Chelsea Stevenson, right wing. Got it out high to Grace Nelson on the right side. 1:34 to play in the ballgame. 52-23. Canton.
Audrey Peck did it right there.
Grace Nelson, nice bounce to Chelsea Stevenson on the left base and lost a handle on it. Had to kick it out. Now Kaylee Miller tried to get underneath to Arlita Brown. Knocked away. Streaks will have it on the left baseline with 1:20 to play and the clock running. Yeah, Streaks with just a basket from Riley Jenks and a free throw from Chelsea Stevenson here in the quarter. Nice inbound pass to Arlita Brown. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound down to Chelsea Stevenson. Now Arlita Brown comes up with it, puts it up and in. Somebody got a hold of Chelsea's arm, so the ball came loose. Arlita picked it up and put it up and in. First palindrome, 52-25. Don't like to be on this side of the palindrome.
No.
I'd rather be on the 52 side of it. This is Chamberlain out between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Mortland. Left baseline, kicks back out to Hess. Hess to Chamberlain. Now it's Mortland.
Coach Jones still up at coaching.
And the shot missed by Hess. Coming away with it is Kaylee Miller with 33 seconds of play. Stops. Kaylee looking for some help. Gives to Grace Nelson between the circles with 28 seconds to play. Arlita Brown on high left side. Bounces for Audrey Peck right side. Right wing. It goes to Grace Nelson. Top of the key, Chelsea Stevenson. Thought about the three, now stops at the right elbow, fires a 15-footer, in and out, no good. Offensive rebound. But, wow, Kaylee Miller got slapped. I heard it up here. They didn't call it. Missed a shot. Got smacked across the arm by Chamberlain. 9 seconds to play. This is Chamberlain with it with five, and they're just going to dribble it out.
They're
looks
just going
like
to let
Hess
those
with it. They're going to hold on, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Canton Little Giants. Final score, Canton 52, Galesburg 25. Canton moves to 5-3 on the year. The Streaks drop to 6-4. Canton wins at 52-25. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk about this one, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also, run down our post-game stats, our Days Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and more. Streaks fall 52-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
Participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Hey there, it's Nick Isher with WGIL. I'm outside of the East Main Street Hy-Vee collecting food for the Fish Food Pantry. We, WGIL, has teamed up with UPS trying to fill four of their big brown trucks. We are stationed at the Walmart Supercenter here in Galesburg, the North Henderson Street and the East Main Street Hy-Vee stores, and we are also at the Abingdon Hi-Low collecting for the Abingdon Food Pantry. The trucks here in Galesburg are going to be collecting for the Fish Food Pantry. Fish Food Pantry accepts non-perishable food items. You can donate whether you got canned fruits and vegetables, soup. If you got peanut butter, canned meats, cheese, cereal, anything you got like that will be greatly appreciated. They're also accepting cash because they can make that dollar, each dollar, go about 10 times what it's actually worth by going up to the Riverbend Food Pantry. So come on by till 4 p.m. at either Hy-Vee or at Walmart or at Hi-Lo in Abingdon to donate and help us fill the trucks.
At Galesburg Toyota, the holidays have us thinking about all the things we're thankful for. So here's our top five. Number one, our customers. You make doing business possible. Number two, our employees. We have the best, and they make your customer experience a breeze. Number three, our products. They're the most reliable, safest, and stylish vehicles on the market today. And my, are they pretty. Number four, our community. It's full of warm hearts. And number five, that new car smell. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Thanks for being part of our list. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Costa Catholic Academy, where on Monday only the 12 days of Christmas raffle tickets for the car or cash giveaway are buy two, get one free. Get yours at Costa, online at costa-galesburg.net, or at the UPS store. Sunny with a high of 29 today, mostly clear with a low of 15 tonight. Mostly sunny with a high of 33 tomorrow, and tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, low down around 16. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Meredith, there, Gibson, not a good afternoon for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. They fall to the Canton Little Giants 52-25. I don't know that it's been a long time since we actually ended with a palindrome score, and not only ended with that, but ended up with us on the bad side.
On the wrong end, yeah.
And we were talking off the air, mentioned on the air a little bit about the continuous clock, and we've had, I think, five continuous clock games this year, and we've been on both ends of them, which is rather rare as well. Streaks head coach Evan Massey making his way over toward our broadcast position here, and see if we can get the headset over to him. Our post-game coach's interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 52-25, and coach, it was an afternoon where offensively, you just couldn't get things going against this team.
No, and, you know, it's dangerous to end up analyze a game and dangerous to do of saying made shots, missed shots and stuff of, boy, if we, you know, made some shots. I'm not saying we would have won, but I think our problem defensively, I don't think we did, you know, a bad job in what we were trying to do, but it's just so hard to keep playing good defense when maybe we're going down and we're stopping them two possessions in a row and then they score, and then we stop them, you know, two possessions and they score, and the next thing you look up in the scoreboard and they've gotten, you know, an 8-more-point lead because we're not scoring ever down there. You know, having watched their tape and stuff, I mean, they were very good today. And I think I've seen four of their games. They've never shot like that before, and I guess we have to take some of the discredit for that, of that, you know, we're the ones that were trying to defend them. But, you know, I thought the discrepancy in score that it ended up, you know, they shot, you know, lights out. And then to the credit to their pressure, I thought what happened to us was we did get some decent shot opportunities, especially in the first half. And I think we were just in a hurry and we were rushed, and so we missed some layups and some 5-foot shots and stuff.
I figured this had to be one of their, if not their best game of the season, especially the way they shot the ball, because you kind of felt good early. The Plumber girl gets into foul trouble, but then they go in at halftime, you know, with the lead and feel comfortable without her in there. And the tough thing was, I think Eric mentioned it at some point, once they get you down by a little bit, down by 7 or 10 or 11, it's tough to come back on them because they get back quickly on defense and immediately start putting pressure on you when you get into the half court.
Well, I thought, you know, to show you what kind of game it was, where it's 28-13 and you think, go in at halftime and you just think, this is over. Well, it's a 15-point game. The problem is we've only scored 13.
Yeah.
We come out, we score the first basket, and you look at just visually the scoreboard, it sounds stupid, but the huge difference, 28-15 versus 28-13, and you're thinking, you know what, maybe we chip away at it and we get back in it and stuff, and we didn't. And, you know, I would disagree of that they don't get back on defense and we didn't take advantage of it.
Okay.
Because you look that they constantly, like the Oaks kid, of if she misses a shot or she turns it over, she always chases the ball.
Right.
And there'll be someone else there. And if we had been strong, you know, we consistently, I think, had, you know, 4-on-3, 3-on-2 stuff at the other end. And we weren't able to take advantage of that and stuff. I thought Riley in the full court versus their pressure did a nice job. I thought then the problem we had more was then we beat pressure and we've got an advantage. We didn't make good choices at the other end with it, but we just, you know, we got to get better at it and stuff. And then, you know, I thought the other, like you mentioned, the foul stuff is in the first half we were strong enough with the ball that we got them in foul trouble right off the bat, but we just, you know, whether it was taking shots that were rushed or off balance, we didn't make shots.
Yeah, what is on the offensive end? It's I mean, I felt, especially in the first half, even though you were down, you were being patient, and I didn't think you were making horrible decisions. Second half changed a little bit. There was a few more bad passes, a few more turnovers. But what is it going on that end that you're seeing from the coach's perspective?
Well, they defended things, you know, very aggressive. You know, that they what they were doing is, like on the ball screen stuff, they were switching it. And I thought Riley did, in the first half, did a nice job where, like over across from you guys here, we ran a ball screen for her, and she came off of it. And when the person jumped, she challenged them, got bumped, and picked up the foul. They picked up the foul and went there. Some of, you know, what was happening is to defend that, because the role person was going to be open all the time, they ended up they had to send help in there. And what was happening is our guards that weren't clearing were not clearing high, so their defenders stayed down low, and so they were there to help too and stuff. But I, you know, it's I thought, you know, for Riley, it's a game. She wasn't it's a good game for us to play, painful game for us to play, but a good game for us to play, because it is one that we can feed off of a little bit and say, okay, here's choices we made, and here's choices, you know, that we should have probably made.
You mentioned that not taking advantage of the numbers, maybe on a fast break, and that happens sometimes even against our full court press. You can't sometimes had numbers and didn't push. Is that just a knack? I don't know that that's something that as a coach you can teach. Is that something that just they have to have a knack for the game to?
Well, it's, you know, it's funny. Like we want to get it out of the net and run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way they were pressing, where they're kind of soft up front and keeping in front, we should be able to get it out of the net, get it in, and go right by them, get it in there faster. But what happens is it's just that's a habit that's hard to create, and we've worked and worked this year. You know, you look back, and I don't mean, you know, we know it can be done, mm-hmm. because, you know, for years that, you know, we had our five and our one get it in there quick and do that. We just have to keep working on that with it. But as far as, like, on rebounds or steals, you know, what they do, it's, you know, it's similar. It's not, there's a similarity to when we ran the system of where they're sending usually, and I don't think it's by design, but they're sending two kids to the rebounder and slapping at the ball and stuff. And they got some fouls when it was strong. Is that the tough part is you're getting it, is if you can get it out of that, you know, trap and stuff quick, and now you go, you've got an advantage. Our problem was that we're fighting for our lives as far as trying to get it out, and right. We had to have somebody come back, and now we don't punish them for doing it and stuff. But they're very, very aggressive, and, you know, it's tough. You know, like an example is earlier in the year, Lewiston played them, and Lewiston has, you know, real good quickness and stuff, and Lewiston was able to consistently take advantage of them not getting back defensively.
You mentioned in the pregame, in the start of a very tough four-game stretch, you got another conference game Thursday night at home. Moline comes down, another very good team that got some good experience coming back. Saturday, a week from today, we'll take a trip up to the suburbs, and you'll have two tough games, both at Maine South. So what are you looking to – obviously you would like to win the games, but what are you looking to learn during this stretch?
Well, hopefully we can get some wins.
You're right.
But, you know, what I've tried to sell our kids is that sometimes you have teams that are a little bit cocky, a little bit arrogant, and what you have to do in practice is you have to convince them that they're not there yet and that they got to work hard. And sometimes years it's hard to convince teams that way. This year's team is one where part of the thing is convincing them you're better than what you think. And, you know, today you would look at it and say, well, what's he talking about? But we're better than what they think. And what we need to do is we just need to keep, you know, working that way. But hopefully, you know, right now one of our goals should be, you look in the Western Big Six of we're 2-1, Moline's 2-1, Rocky's 3-0, but, you know, that until somebody beats Rocky, you'd have to say, well, they're, you know, they're a tough matchup. But otherwise, I don't, looking at the film, I'm not saying we're better than anyone else, but it's like I would like to see us compete, and, you know, maybe we can surprise people and we can be, you know, the best of the rest.
Coach, thank you as always for your time. Appreciate it, and we'll see you Thursday night.
Okay, thank you.
Streaks Head Coach Evan Massey here on the postgame show, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 52-25, the final score. We'll come back and run down our postgame stats. We'll name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game coming up later on as well. Streaks fall 52-25. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL on WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
I hate my bathroom, but it's the only one in the house, so if we have it remodeled, where are we supposed to go?
If you only have one bathroom in the house, being without it for long is not an option, which is why a lot of folks put off that much-needed remodel. But a custom-fitted acrylic bath system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating can be done in a matter of days. You can pick a variety of colors and styles, and it won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342.
It's a Tuesday night non-conference game this week for the Galesburg boys basketball team as Macomb comes to town. I'm Brad Benowitz, joining Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage Tuesday night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back here at Allison Ingersoll Gym, Dan Illinois, Tom Erdman, they're getting Streaks fall 52-25. Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Well, start off scoring-wise for the Streaks. Nobody in double figures. In fact, you know, it's tough when you score no more than 7 1/4. It's hard to win a basketball game.
Right.
And they did that in two quarters, and they had 6 and 5 in the other two. 5 points from Andrea Sampson on a 3 and a 2. Those both came in the first quarter. 4 points for Riley Jenkins on a basket, 2 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Deja Range on a couple of baskets in the second quarter. 4 points for Lexi Tucker on a couple of baskets in the first half, 0 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Lauren Livingston on a three-pointer in the third quarter. Basket for Chloe McCarthy, 1 point for Chelsea Stevenson on 1 for 2 from the line, a basket for Arlita Brown. Streaks with a couple of threes, just 3 for 7 from the free throw line. For Canton, they were led by Sydney Hanna, who went crazy in that fourth quarter. She had 16 points, 3 three-pointers all in the fourth quarter, a couple of twos, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Tori Oaks, who kind of got them their lead in that first half, she had 10 in the first half, ended up for 12 with 12 for the game on 6 baskets. 6 points for Faith Demler on a 2 of 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Cassidy Fawcett on a 2 and a 3. 4 points for Anna Plummer. She got in foul trouble early. 3 points for Bailey Culver on a 3 in the second quarter. 2 apiece for Mackenzie Hess on a couple of free throws. A basket for Sophie Oaks and a basket for Blair Jacobus. They had 6 3-pointers in the game, 6 or 8 from the free throw line.
7 turnovers in the game for the Little Giants. 22 for the Streaks. Wow. They turned the ball over 11 times in each half. Streaks out rebounding Canton, though, 32-25, including 14-10 on the offensive boards. Canton shot the ball well. They were 20 of 49 from the field, so just shy of or just over 40%. 6 of 14 from deep. Streaks, on the other hand, 10 of 39, 2 of 9 from deep. So Streaks just did not shoot the ball well again yet this afternoon. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about, Deja Range had 3 rebounds and a steal. Lauren Livingston had a rebound and a steal. Chloe McCarthy, 3 rebounds and an assist. Alexia Tucker, 3 rebounds. 4 rebounds, a steal and a block for Andrea Sampson. 3 rebounds for Kaylee Miller. Arlita Brown had an assist. Chelsea Stevenson had 4 rebounds. Riley Jenkins had 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal, and 3 rebounds and a steal for Kelsey Legg.
Postgame stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Streets fall 52-25. Come back on Amor Days Automotive Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Save time when you buy online at yemauto.com. This is Sarah Yem. Buying your next new vehicle at Yem has never been easier. Skip the paperwork. Save time at the dealership by doing the work from home at yemauto.com. With FastPass at yemauto.com, you can value your trade, personalize payments, or pre-qualify for credit. Save time by buying online. Structure your deal today by using FastPass at yemauto.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You can unwrap presents from Calico Cat, Craft Butcher and Deli, or Dave's Auto Body during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Find out how to play at WGIL.com.
Back here at Ingersoll Gym, Canton, Illinois, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Canton Little Giants, 52-25 was the final score. Time right now to name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. And this, you know, this is a tough one. There are sometimes in a game like this that you can find a positive or some positives, or that one of the players really did something that set them apart. And this kind of second time this season we've had this happen that we just didn't see it. There might have been a spot here and there that a bright spot that somebody did something well, but just wasn't consistent on any level.
No, and I agree. And the tough thing in a game like this is it was almost like watching something being suffocated by a snake. Like
right.
It just every time the Streaks would make a mistake, it would be Canton exploiting it. And then, you know, you look at the scoring and, you know, the Streaks might get a bucket or two, and then here comes a 5 or 6 point run by Canton. So there really wasn't a crunch time in this game, as the Streaks never really, you know, it was tight-ish after one quarter. The Streaks were still down by 6, but, I mean, that was one of the closer spots, but it was never a time in this game where the Streaks really went on a run and, therefore, never really a bright moment that we can look to.
Well, yeah, and then when you look at when you know, first you're doubled up 14-7, and then you just keep getting
right.
doubled up.
I right,
mean, 16-8 and
22-11.
You know, yeah, right. Yeah. It just that made it tough, and just so we're not going to name a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game this time around. Just was not one of those contests where and like I said, even though the crunch time or not, sometimes in a game like this, there's somebody that does something that stands out. It's like, you know what, they're deserving, even though the team wasn't able to do it, but this was not the case this time around. So we thank Dave Dunn and Dave's Auto Body for sponsoring the Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, Thursday night, back at home, the Moline Maroons come to town, and, you know, Coach Massey talked about it. We talked in the pregame and postgame about this stretch of 4 games. We knew Canton was going to be good. Moline's going to be very good. They got a lot of experience coming back. But, again, you play well, and I think that's he kind of touched on it in the postgame, that this is a team that he has to convince that they are better than they think they are. I mean, again, you come out after a game like that, you're not feeling like it, but you got to have that confidence, that swagger.
Well, exactly. And the hope, and we talked about this last weekend, Tom, the hope was, you know, you won 3 in a row, you beat UT, then you beat Limestone at your place, then you go and on the road and beat Almond. You were hoping that the confidence would be at maybe a season high going into this game, and they came out of the locker room, and it was, you know, back and forth a little bit early, but then as mistakes started to mount, missed shots started to mount, all of a sudden you found yourself in a big hole again.
Streaks fall 52-25 to the Canton Little Giants. Again, Thursday night we'll have the Moline Maroons in town. Then a week from today we'll be up in the suburbs, Park Ridge at Main South for a couple of games against Fox Lake Grant, the early game, then against the Main South Hawks in the night game. Well, that'll do it for this one here. Again, thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, Tom Ehrlich saying good afternoon from Canton.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.